What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Lynn Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee gets another victory. It was kind of the same thing as last weekend. Tennessee loses on Friday and then takes a game Saturday and then wins the rubber match on Sunday. Before we get into everything, I do want to tell you about a good friend of ours at Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee times today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. All right. Tennessee has hit another home run since we started this recording. It's been impressive. I mean, this weekend was – Friday, we were watching it, and you're just like, okay, well, we're going to – it's going to be, you know, 15-15 at the end of this thing, after the first inning. And, you know, you were tied 5-5 at one point, and then they just kept swinging it. They made it 8-5, and then Tennessee just had nothing left in the tank, it felt like. I don't know if it's just like a confidence thing when your ace just gets shelled like that. But I don't know. The bats just didn't come with him after those first two innings. And Tennessee did have 10 hits in the game, but just couldn't overcome what had happened in those first two innings with A.J. Causey on the mound. So just a weird day for that one. Saturday, another run rule. Sunday, another run rule. I mean, I think that's Tennessee's 10th run rule in seven innings. I think they've had 11 overall, but 10 in seven innings so far this season. So when Tennessee's winning baseball games, it looks like they're just going to run rule. There's no reason to drag this out. We're just going to, you know, put you out of your misery a little sooner. And Tennessee was able to go on the road and get a tough series win over a team that's probably better than their record, but Auburn just does. I mean, we mentioned this before. Auburn has – they don't have no pitching at all.
No.
That's where they're struggling. So what did you kind of see on the weekend?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Tough start Friday. But then you come back and you answer in a strong way. Two run rules. Bats were hot. I mean, started Saturday and they haven't stopped yet. I mean – we talked about it last week. It just seems like when we got guys on base, it's like we're going to swing for the fences. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's popped up when I was watching the game, and it said that was like our 9th grand slam this season.
Yeah, I think the record's 14. I think it was Arizona State. I don't know the year, but yeah, their record's 14.
Yeah, I mean, we're good for at least one a series at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cal Stark, he's hit 4 home runs. 2 of them have been grand slams.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Causey just kind of another rough outing, which you hate to see, but you start that game out and you start hot, and then after the second inning you just kind of disappear. Mm-hmm. They started hot too, and you just never could answer back, but you made up for it in these last two games. Any series you can win on the road is huge.
Yeah, I mean, you hit 14 home runs on the weekend. You hit 12 in the last two games on Saturday and Sunday. So you had 12 home runs in 14 innings, which is a wild stat. But yeah, when you have that kind of lineup, like you're able to give up 3 runs in the first inning, like it doesn't kill you. Like whereas most teams, you know, that's probably really hard to come back from. But you know, Tennessee has a lineup to be able to do that without, you know, one of your best hitters in Billy Amick right now. And, you know, I think once they get A.J. Russell back, this kind of team will – I hope it just fits in like a – I think we've mentioned Tetris a couple times on this mm-hmm. show, but just will fit in just perfectly.
Yeah.
And will make this team just like as good as – like reach the potential that, you know, they can get to and as far as they can get to with – having an ace like that and, you know, a guy like Billy Amick back hopefully next week against LSU. But, yeah, this I mean, they just hit it out of the park. And, you know, you mentioned guys getting on base. I think that's a huge key for Tennessee because they have such good hitters. You know, it puts so much pressure on the defense having, you know, Tennessee has competitive at bats. Everybody does. Now, we might strike out quite a bit, but we're going to foul off a couple pitches and, you know, make things interesting, make you throw the, you know, you're going to have to, we're not striking out on three pitches. That's a rarity for Tennessee. But getting guys on base, that was a huge thing on Sunday where you just made them pay for putting you on. You know, if you want to plunk Hunter Ensley with two strikes, we're going to pay for it. If you want to walk two batters and then, you know, flip the lineup and Christian Moore's up, we're going to make you pay for that. And that's – it seems like the story that was Saturday and Sunday was Tennessee was able to, I think, take advantage of Auburn's just not good pitching staff and make them pay for it.
Yeah, like you said, we took advantage of opportunities, made them work for it. pitching to this lineup, and we've talked about it multiple times, is, you know, top to bottom, we're strong, and we showed it in Sunday's game. I mean, your nine-hole guys hitting two home runs, almost three home runs. So, yeah, the lineup right now with the bats, how they're going, it's just a tough lineup to pitch to, and your pitching doesn't have to be great. I'd like to see – you know, Friday be a little better, but yeah, we're rolling. You're hitting your stride at the right time. Bring LSU to town, send their ass back to Baton Rouge with three L's, and I'd love it. But just it's just overall, it's just a huge series win. Auburn, I do think, is a little better than the record says. But yeah, at the end of the day, you went down there, you took care of business after a tough Friday night outing.
Yeah. You had 39 hits on the weekend. And again, you played seven, 14 plus nine is 23. So you played 23 innings and you had 39 hits. I mean, that's unreal. And again, like if you just get like a decent outing out of your pitchers, Tennessee's has a good chance to win that baseball game. And, you know, it seems that you can't seem to just get over the hump and get a sweep, but you're not losing series either. So you take that all day long, especially on the road in this league. It was good to see Beam have a bounce back game on Saturday. You know, he looked like his old self. You know, at one point, I think he gave up two runs, right? But
kind of bogus runs late in the game on like two pass balls, which was kind of unfortunate. But no, he threw the ball well. It was good to see.
So he only had one earned run, but eight strikeouts, seven innings pitched. I mean, that is his normal stuff.
That's what you expect.
Getting a lot of outs, low hits, a lot of pop flies, ground balls, stuff like that. Defense was there to help him out. And, again, you're able to get that out of your starting pitching. I mean, Tennessee is going to be a tough out with that lineup. And, you know, Christian Moore had a big weekend. Blake Burke had a big weekend. I was really impressed with the bottom of the lineup, especially on Sunday. You know, we mentioned Cal Stark in the nine hole, hitting a grand slam, almost having three home runs, did hit two. He got a grand slam and a three run, which the hardest things that you can do. Hate that we couldn't get somebody on base. But he did have a double, I think, as well. So, had like 10 bases total in the game and was just solid all the way around. I think, for me, he's earned that catcher spot this weekend.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully this leads to more success. I mean, you've seen it in a lot of the guys earlier this year. Just seeing a couple go over the fence or just having a good weekend has helped drastically. Mm-hmm. Dryling, a little slow start the first – maybe a few games, and then bam, he's not slowed down. Burke, he started out slow. He's not slowed down. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I just think Stark is just a – I don't know. He's that kind of guy you want on your team. He's going to support you no matter what. He's fired up, red ass at all times. If you want to fight him, he'll fight you. If you want to love him, he'll love you. So, yeah, I was happy to see it for him. Because I think the announcers were even like, yeah, this is the one guy that you should be able to get out. It's like, well, not today.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought wrong today. I mean, he was solid. And you've kind of wanted that, like, Cannon Peebles or Cal Stark to just take control and just be, like, just have that bat going. And I know it's been kind of a struggle for Cannon Peebles because he was such a good bat last year at NC State and maybe pressing a little too hard, kind of like Burke was last year to begin the season. But I do think it's good for the group as a whole for Cal Stark to get going, because I think it takes a lot of pressure off Cannon Peebles. So if that bat gets hot, you know, maybe there's more of a competition. But for now, I think I'm riding with Cal Stark until, you know, he's has an off weekend or Cannon Peebles gets hot, whatever. That's what I'm riding with, because I think he showed you a lot today out of that nine hole, or a lot on Sunday out of that nine hole.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. And I know Stark, and we've talked about it. I mean, he'll strike out, but he gives you some good ABs. You know, it may not end how you want it to, but he's not up there just chasing.
Yeah.
And that's huge, especially in the nine hole. Get him on base, get to the top of your lineup. And I mean, with this team, anything's possible.
Yeah. I think the thing with him has been, hey, just avoid the strikeouts. If you can have great at bat, sure, but I mean, give yourself a chance, put it in play. And he was able to do that this weekend, and it paid off for him.
Yeah.
So love that. Want to mention Blake Burke, home run king, took sole position of Tennessee's career home run leaders, and with his 41st one there on Saturday. And, I mean, he doesn't it's not like they're wall scrapers. I mean, everything that he hits is mashed. And, like, I think he's got 11 home runs on the year right now. He leads the nation in doubles. Like, it's insane. Like, people were like, yeah, he's you know, slow. He's not hitting home runs. Dude's batting over 400 and, you know, has 18 doubles and 11 home runs. I mean, he's killing the baseball, and, you know, he's seeing it well, and it's such a – not a relief, but it is really good to see him, because, like, last year I feel like – huge expectations after his freshman year.
Yeah.
And you see that a lot where, like, that sophomore slump is a real thing. And I think you're maybe trying too hard, but now it's like, I mean, every penny that he gets out of an MLB contract, he's earned. And he's playing a good first base too. That was your probably biggest knock on him to begin the season, was like, I mean, the bat's there. The bat's he's a professional baseball player with a bat. Can he play a position? And I mean, the way he's picked the baseball up, the way he's defended, you know, made plays at first base. I mean, I don't know, like, what his grade looks like in terms of draft status, but it would be hard for me to, if I'm needing a power hitter in my lineup, to not look at Blake Burke and be like, guys, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Just look at the swing. Oh, beautiful. Dude. Oh, it's left-handed. So pretty. Yeah. Oh. But yeah, you were talking about him at first. Man, he made some scoops today that just looked effortless.
Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah.
he saved a lot of our guys from, you know, having errors. I think it was like I don't even remember what inning is. It was early in the game Sunday, maybe second, third, fourth inning, something like that. And Bargo and Curley both mm-hmm. made fantastic plays. But you can't overlook what Burke did to kind of finish that play out. I mean,
made it look easy.
He made it look super easy, which Curley's was, you know, a little easier to scoop. But the one that Bargo threw, I mean, that's not easy.
No.
It's not easy to sit over there and scoop it first. And he's moving from, you know, different types of fields. Everything's different. Mm-hmm. It's different every week. So, kudos to him. You feel really confident with him over there at first.
Yeah, I mean, those are some plays that, like, last year or definitely his freshman year that he probably doesn't make a whole lot, but this year it just seems like routine from him.
Yeah.
And it's been nice to see. It's been helpful for those pitchers. I'm sure they're grateful for it as well. Yeah, I mean, Christian Moore, we got to mention him. I mean, not everybody has a leadoff that's hitting 13 home runs, but here he is. And, I mean, it's just fun to watch the top of the lineup just – and without Billy Amick is incredible that they've even, like, accomplished what they've accomplished these last two weekends. But watching them two at the top and just give that lineup, like, when it needs some juice, when it needs a hit, it just seems like it's coming from one of those two guys.
Yeah. And if you make a mistake with Christian Moore at the plate, it's going 400 plus.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
He's just – I mean, he's just raking right now.
And I like how Tony is, like, shuffled the lineup a little bit with Billy Amick out. Like, I think Saturday – did Villeneuve start? No. Friday, Villeneuve started – he was the third hitter. And then, you know, he just had a rough couple weeks of it, and he just kind of, like, moved everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it worked because I think you have more hitters at the bottom of the lineup, and you kind of need that. And that was big today. I think you got 9 RBIs out of that – the bottom of the lineup, those last 4 hitters got 9 RBIs. I mean, you're getting that production out of the bottom of your lineup. Yeah. I mean, that's best teams in college baseball are getting that other lineup right now.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we've preached the last few episodes is the bottom of your lineup has got to produce. Mm-hmm. And when they do, you win.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. It's they're difference makers. So the top of your lineup is going to do their job.
Yeah, for
sure. They haven't not done it yet.
And I like how Tony, like, he's not too quick, which I know pitching thing has kind of been an issue with Tennessee fans. Like, he's leaving pitchers in too long or the bad base running. And, you know, Friday, that was something I'm just like, man, why do you do that? Blake Burke is up.
Yeah.
Double steal, get thrown out at home. I mean, that just – I don't know. I guess if it works out, whatever. Blake Burke did walk. I don't know if the next person got out or not. But, yeah, I just hate, like, wasting outs on the base pass when you have such a good lineup. But I like what he did with Dalton Bargo on Friday. Bargo was 0-for-4, 4 strikeouts, and he's like, I believe in you. And he goes and hits 2 home runs the next day.
That's, I mean, huge.
Yeah, so not being too quick to just, you know, scratch a guy out of your lineup. Let's give him another game, see if he can make an adjustment, figure it out. And it just seemed like as soon as they got that great outing out of their bullpen on Friday, they were just like, well, we got to win. That's all we're going to get. We're toast.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but back to Bargo. Man, these last two games have been fun to watch with him at the plate. And he's he's played positions well.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just, I mean, to go, you know, 4 strikeouts and then come out the next day and your first 2 at bats, you go yard. Wow.
Yeah.
And for a coach to have that confidence in you, that goes a long way. It's just like, hey, bad game, brush it off, come out the next day and do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, Guevara Sears still continues to mash the baseball. Want to mention him a little bit. Also, Xander Seacrest is your starter on Sunday still.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he gave up. It was his first 3 batters. It was single, home run. And then after that, set down the next 6 batters. And Tennessee had a big inning, so I think twice, so that he didn't go back out there the second time. And went Nate Snead, and Nate Snead shut him down again. So it definitely – you haven't really had to use your bullpen a whole lot other than Nate Snead and Kirby and Aaron Combs a little bit. But,
yeah,
I mean, Beam went a full 7. Xander and Snead took Sunday. And then Friday, I mean, you're just kind of lost after A.J. Yeah. Causey got shelled. And you're just putting in whoever, I guess, because your bats weren't getting you back in it. Yeah, you haven't really had to use Marcus Phillips. Andrew Benke got an inning to close it out on Sunday. That was good to get him back. But yeah, you haven't had to use a whole lot of guys. So I'm interested to see the midweek game, who pitches in that, and like who's, because I mean, surely it's nice to have all these run rules, but at some point, like, you're going to have a close game and you're going to need to rely on that bullpen. And who is it besides Nate Seating Kirby right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else for this weekend?
No, I don't think so. It was a fun weekend to watch, which I didn't watch the game Friday. Kept up with it, didn't watch it, but got to watch both games Saturday and Sunday, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Definitely those two were a lot more fun than Friday was.
Maybe I just need to skip the Friday games, because every time I watch it, it's just not good for me.
Well, it's weird because, you know, 2 weeks ago, the first 2 weeks in SEC play, it was Saturday where the bats and pitching couldn't line up.
Mm-hmm.
And now the last 2 weeks has been Friday. I don't know. We just can't figure it out. We'd love to get a sweep out of one of these weekends. I mean, if we're saving it for LSU, I wouldn't be upset about it. But,
no.
Yeah, would love to see us get going with every day and help out those pitchers.
What's the midweek game this week?
The midweek game is Alabama A&M. That'll be on Tuesday at 6.
Cool.
Yep, and then LSU Friday at 7:30. That's going to be a late one. Saturday at 5:30, that's going to be a big weekend on campus. And then Sunday at 3 p.m. So that'll be a later game as well on Sunday than it usually is.
Fun weekend coming up.
Yeah.
We got the LSU series, orange and white game, the Masters.
Yeah, a whole lot going on.
Good time.
Yeah, good time to get down to campus. It's going to be fun. They should have a lot. Hopefully the weather – I haven't even looked at the weather. I don't know what it's going to be like, but hopefully it's nice where you're able to get the family out there and catch an orange and white game, hang out on campus, and then go over to the baseball game and watch them beat the crap out of LSU. It'd be nice.
Love it.
Need some revenge on them.
Yes.
And they aren't as good. They I think they lost a series this weekend to somebody. Vandy. That's who it was.
Vandy won the series?
Yeah.
Did I see Florida got swept by
Missouri? By Missouri, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sunday was on a walk-off.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. I mean, LSU, I don't know what's up with them. Or Florida, I don't know what's up with them. I don't know what's up with Kentucky. They just swept Alabama. They are good. And I hate saying that. It kills me saying that. But I think they're a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not in a few weeks when we play them, but yeah. of right now, because that would be our next series after LSU is at Kentucky. So
at Kentucky, okay. Weather will probably be terrible. I guarantee. Yeah, yeah, it'd be always cold. Is.
And then we play Missouri is here, so we don't have to worry about Missouri being cold. Big weekend. Let's get into our MVPs of the week.
Yeah.
Did you go first last time, or did I?
I think I went first, so you go ahead and knock it out.
I'm gonna go Christian Moore. Do you have somebody different?
I do. Okay. He was my first one, but I do have someone different.
Okay, cool. Christian Moore, 7-for-14 on the series, 3 home runs, 1 in each game, and 10 RBIs. I mean, was just unreal this weekend. Whenever you needed a hit, he was gonna come through, and he just continues to be the leader on this baseball team. And, you know, batting leadoff is a tough go. Like, that's not easy to do. And he's hitting 350, has the most home runs on the team with 13. And he just continues to be on a hot streak right now.
Yeah, I think he was no doubt your MVP for the weekend. Just every time he came up to bat, it just seemed like something big was going to happen. And majority of the time it did.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to go Drew Beam.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go pitcher. Saturday, I mean, we had already talked about it. He shoved, and he looked like the old Beam, the Beam that you expected coming into the season.
Okay.
I like that. And threw the ball well, put the team on his back. I mean, He didn't have to pitch, you know, too great, but he did. Bats were hot, and
he pitched good enough to get out of there in seven innings.
Exactly. And you love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Drew Beam, a little switch up.
Okay.
But, yeah, hopefully this is just kind of a like a confidence boost for him, because you know he can do it. He knows he can do it. You're not, you know, one of the best in the country just for, you know, it's not a fluke.
Yeah.
He's not been a fluke. So good to see. Hopefully it continues. Would love to see him just shove one right up LSU and just keep it going for the rest of the season.
Yeah. I thought Cal Stark was another guy that you could go with too. 5 for 9, 7 RBIs, had a huge Sunday game to pull off that series win, and he was a big part in that. So definitely want to mention him. And I think you go Blake Burke too, just getting that home run record probably in itself. But he also had a good weekend, 7 for 16, 5 RBIs. Again, hit his 18th double.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this weekend you could have really – you could have named a lot of MVPs, mm-hmm. which makes it easy for us. But, yeah, it was just – like I thought about Bargo. Just because, like, after Friday, that's tough, man. It's tough to come back after a game like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And to come out and do what he did the rest of the weekend, that's just kind of a dog mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to Tony for, you know, not giving up on the guy. So it was
like it.
Just a big weekend. Love it. Yeah. Keep it rolling. And you said Tuesday, midweek Tuesday?
Tuesday.
But, yeah. Wear them out.
Wear them out. All right, guys. Well, we'll probably see another run rule on Tuesday. So have fun with that. I like it, but I don't like it at the same time. I like it to, like, it's done. It's already over. Like, let's, you know, get through it. But it just seems like, I mean, it seems like we can score 7 or 8 runs in a game or in an inning. So, like, 10 runs just seems like it's not out of reach at that point. So it just kind of worries me. Like, if somebody just gets up 10 runs, we just end the game. Like, what if they scored like 7 and got back into it the next inning? I don't know. Yeah. I do like it, but I think there is some of that where I'm just like, I mean, it's not technically over.
No, definitely not.
Not with some of these like lineups in the SEC. Now, you know, Alabama A&M probably over.
Yeah.
But
I just think about it too sometimes, like, it kind of sucks if you buy a ticket and go to the game and it ends in 7 innings, which I guess you're getting some fireworks and you get to see a lot of, you know, runs and stuff, but kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not getting all your money worth.
Agreed.
But hey, just coming from a tight man.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank y'all for listening. Hope y'all have a great week. Great rest of your week. And we'll be back next week talking about the LSU series and Alabama A&M. So thank y'all again. And be back next week.